Right now on this Good Friday morning, it's cloudy, 49 degrees here at Radio Park. It's exactly 7 a.m.
The CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollens met with the man mistakenly deported to El Salvador a day after he was turned away from the notorious where the man's being held.
The senator posted a photo of their meeting on X.
I do intend to keep at this until we ensure that Mr. Obregón García has his rights to due process.
The Trump administration has said Obregón García was rounded up with alleged gang members due to an administrative error. But last night, the White House's deputy press secretary called Van Hollens' visit truly disgusting, accusing the senator and Democrats of prioritizing the welfare of an MS-13 terrorist. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Federal appeals court calls the administration's defiance of court orders to return Obregón García shocking. President Trump doubling down on his threat to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell for refusing to cut interest rates.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late.
Legal experts say the president does not have the authority to fire Powell, who warned this week Trump tariffs could lead to higher inflation and slower growth. Candles and flowers dot the campus of Florida State University in Tallahassee a day after police say a gunman shot and killed two men, neither of them students, and wounded six others before he was shot by officers and taken into custody. Leon County Sheriff Walter McNeil says the 20-year-old suspect's stepmother is a sheriff's deputy.
Unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons, and that was one of the weapons that was found at the scene.
WCTV-TV's Brianna Shaw.
One parent told me she dropped everything and drove from Jacksonville just to get her child.
I was so desperate, and I drove as fast as I could because I just want to be with her. My heart breaks from the families they lost their loved ones.
As he left meetings with European officials in Paris this morning, Secretary of State Rubio said the U.S. needs to decide in a matter of days whether a truce in Ukraine is feasible.
If it's not possible, if we're so far apart that this is not going to happen, then I think the president's probably at a point where he's going to say, well, we're done.
An Italian official says a British and an Israeli woman were among four people killed when a cable car crashed south of Naples. They were crossing Monte Faito when a traction cable snapped. Christians around the world are observing Good Friday, commemorating the crucifixion of Christ. Christians in Israel retraced his final steps on the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem.
To be here in the Holy Land, even while the war is on, it is still an incredibly moving experience.
This is news.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Make sure you're weather aware. There's a severe thunderstorm watch for the listening area until 11 a.m. this morning. Keep listening for the latest, and we'll have more coming up in the forecast. A gas main break in Kenosha last night led to residential evacuations. Homes and residences near 39th Avenue to 50th Streets were impacted. The Kenosha Fire Department was dealing with several medical calls. Police were dealing with traffic control. We're working on learning more about what happened and the impact. A Racine officer saved a man from a burning building last week. Some Kenosha cops also filled that hero role recently. Kenosha police officers Kyle Topple, Charles Lyons, and Matthew Lovell received awards this week from the mayor for saving a man who was unresponsive and not breathing. The officers were able to get to a 63rd Street home quickly back on February 15th, and they were able to resuscitate the man. The officers from both the communities are receiving accolades. Racine County's outdated juvenile detention center closes soon, with 25 youths moving to the new Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That move will take place May 1st. The facility features classrooms, mental health suites, and outdoor courtyards. The goal is to move from a punishment-based rehab to an educational and mental health rehab. The facility is named for the late county executive who pushed early for the Caledonia facility. And let the roundabout talk begin. A new Racine County roundabout is being planned for the intersection of Highways K and V. The plan is moving ahead thanks to a federal grant of just over $500,000. The county board approved the project this week, aiming to reduce the high number of crashes at that intersection. Design work will start next month. The full project is expected to wrap up by 2029. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish. Last, visit them. Call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Is it game time? Hi, I'm Sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable Lillard guy. A lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays, who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and some of those could be severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Be weather aware today. 78 tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, 44 tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Hey, to the people who make scented garbage bags, you could probably take the fragrance down like 6,000% and we'd be okay. Not really sure who that's designed for, you know? Hey, you got a corpse in your kitchen? Don't worry about it, just throw it in the bag. We're cool, we got you.
Time you may embrace a time to refrain. do everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Turn, turn, turn. It's 7-11. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Severe thunderstorm watch in effect for our area until 11 a.m. this morning. I was looking out to the west. Looks kind of ominous out there. Just be careful, all right? Be aware of it. Cloudy, 49 degrees right now at Radio Park. Looking for a high of 70 today, but that's going to drop off as soon as any storms pass through. Again, 7-11 at WRJN. All right, the rock group The Who just fired their drummer, Zach Starkey, because they were unhappy with his playing at recent shows. Now, Zach has been playing with The Who for 29 years. Does the name Zach Starkey sound familiar? Happens to be the son of Ringo Starr. Yeah, now you recognize the name, right? Hey, we've got more tickets to give away in just a moment or two here to the Milwaukee. Today we're giving away tickets. The festival starts April 24th, runs through May 8th at the Oriental and Downer Theaters on the east side of Milwaukee. Tons of movies, and we'll let you choose anyone you want to go see. But right now, I've got the Jackson 5. Michael, isn't it? The Jackson 5 will want you back. 714 WRJN local news. Tamla's hits. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect this morning until 11 a.m. Just be aware of your surroundings this morning, all right? Well, it's not that it's anybody's business, but a survey asked people which they'd rather reveal, their weight or their income. 63% said they'd rather share their weight. Only 23% said their income. 14% didn't understand why anybody would want to share either of those two. And they said, none of the above. We're not sharing squat. It's 7:15 at WRJN. Hey, we've got tickets in just about 2.5 minutes to give away to the Milwaukee Film Festival coming to town April 24th in Milwaukee. But right now, along comes Mary Association. Association, Along Comes Mary, 1966, I think, right? If I could remember back. It's 718 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 a.m. this morning. Just be aware of that when you're going out. It may be windy. They said thunderstorms, hail, high winds. So just be aware of your surroundings this morning, all right? All right, we have another pair of tickets to give away. Today's the last day we're giving them away to the Milwaukee Film Festival. WRJN is proud to be a co-sponsor of the Milwaukee Film Festival this year, April 24th through May 8th. Every kind of film, from hard-hitting documentaries to lighthearted international comedies and everything in between, will be shown. If you're lucky, you might get to meet the directors and stars of the movies. Yeah. Learn more online at WRJN.com or see our latest newsletter. But right now, I've got a pair of tickets to give away. Now, this is a neat ticket we're going to give you. You can pick any movie you want during the run of the film festival to go see a movie. It's at the Oriental and Downer Theaters on the east side of Milwaukee. You got to go to these theaters. They're historic movie theaters. And it's going to be a great night of a lot of people and a lot of fun. You might meet the stars, as I said. So if you want to go and you haven't won tickets yet, today's the last day we're giving them away. So give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. That's 262-634-WRJN. All right? All right. Hi, what's your first name?
Karen.
Karen, you got the last pair of tickets.
Awesome.
Isn't that nice? Okay. Karen, what town are you from?
I'm Racine.
Okay.
I live in Caledonia, actually.
So you almost lied to me. You know, yeah, I could have taken those tickets away from you for fibbing. It happens. I've done it in the past. I'll do it again. Okay, Caledonia, good enough. And do you see the skies out there? It's kind of ominous, isn't it?
Yeah, I got to get to the dog park before it gets.
All right,
the rain hits.
We'll get you out of here. All right, you a big film fan? Big movie buff?
Yeah, I actually used to volunteer for the film fest when I worked in Milwaukee. Fun.
There you go. All right, hold on the line, Karen. I can get you some tickets, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Don't move. Stay right where you are. All right. You can hear in the background, we're getting an EAS alert. We'll fill you in on that in just a moment. It's 720 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After going into Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gayle King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Come and get your love at WRJN. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect. And that's until 11 o'clock this morning. Just beware of that, okay? Just keep you on top of that. 725 at WRJN. Hey, it's time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey now. By Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street in Kenosha's for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Sunnyside Florists.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget to brand fine chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. Beth has had every advantage, has lived all of her life in a fashionable section of the city, and now here she is in a cab bound for Whitechapel, a slum, a depth of human existence beneath anything she has ever experienced. What she's about to do, we call making the drop, payment of ransom to kidnappers. And when this brief but harrowing episode is over, Beth will see the world through other eyes forever after. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Highborn Beth, in a common taxicab, on her way to the underworld. She knows that she is risking her life, and yet this risk must be taken, for she's about to negotiate with kidnappers for the release of a captive. The men in her family, her father, her brother, have done their best to dissuade Beth from this mission. They have warned her, and yet horror stories are ringing in Beth's ears about heads of victims returned in bloody parcels to the families who refuse to pay. And so for lack of a man with courage or moral conviction, a woman, Beth, is going to descend into the wolf's den. Someone she loves is being held in torment, may in fact already be dead. And yet if there's only a chance that he's still alive, Beth will take her own chances with her own life. A man named Taylor is her contact. He's known to be the leader of a kidnap ring, though he professes connections. This outward role is why the police cannot touch him. Beth does not care. A loved one's life is in the balance. The cab comes to a halt in the middle of the grimy slum street. Broken windows, filth tumbled down. This is the address Beth has been given. At once a gang of men and boys with haunted faces converge from the quiet to encircle the cab. The danger of which Beth has been warned has now become a reality. And yet it'll pass. It will pass. For the real-life account of which you've just heard concludes happily. Negotiation successful, ransom paid, kidnapped victim released, exhausted but unharmed. In retrospect, there is no doubt he would have been killed were it not for Beth. For him, a five-day ordeal was over, and for Beth, a new life was beginning. Within days of this, her first adventure beyond the elegance she had always known, she would marry secretly, and she would run away from home. And years later, on a sunny balcony in Italy, she would recall the desolation of Whitechapel. She would recall the kidnappers in East London, the haunted faces, and she would describe it all in a poem so that you would know that she was once there, a poem called Aurora Leigh. No, you may never have read those lines of verse, but you are acquainted with the lady who wrote them, the gifted woman whose strict father kept her home until she was 40, the dominated daughter who found her first courage to break free as an angel of mercy was Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And the kidnapped victim for whom she had risked her life, depths of a white room, directly responsible for Elizabeth's first freedom, was never ever again to leave her side, a golden spaniel puppy named Flush. And now you know the rest of the story.
And we've got another rest of the story coming up 12:05 this afternoon with Dan Marcus here at WRJN. But right now, it's exactly 7:30. Let's check news in the morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Make sure you're weather aware. There's a severe thunderstorm watch for the listening area until 11 a.m. this morning. Keep listening for the latest, and we'll have more coming up in the forecast. The name on the sign out front says the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That center will open in Caledonia May 1st. It's named after the late county executive who pushed early for the project. Efforts at the facility are said to shift focus from punishment to education and mental health support. You can find out more about how many kids will be there and how the place will operate online. It's a feature story today at RacineCountyEye.com. Major road work is set to begin on Main Street Monday. The first phase in Racine will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. Detours will be posted using Melvin Avenue, Erie, and Gould. The road is scheduled to reopen in time for the July 4th festivities and the Lighthouse Run. Phase 2 is set for July, impacting Augusta to Melvin. The Red Cross is recruiting volunteers to install smoke alarms in Racine homes May 3rd. They're looking for 3-person teams who will also help families create escape plans. It's a nationwide event with volunteers being sought locally. You can find more on the Red Cross website. And Gateway Technical College has opened a place to help students in need. It's called the Connection Center, and it's now operational at the Racine campus. A statement says the goal is to support students with food, clothing, and access to community services. There's a food pantry, access to professional clothing, and help with housing, mental health, and transportation needs. School officials say they want to help students overcome challenges so they can succeed. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Currently, the dollar here in the U.S. is getting cases that is helping the U.S. in the midst of tariffs. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Next, we will talk with Cody Koster, a dairy analyst and broker with EverAg, to see why the U.S. dollar is somewhat beneficial.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's listen in with Cody Koster to see why a weaker U.S. dollar may be helping exports.
The weakening dollar that we have right now is also helping exports. So the way that I was taught and the way that it goes is a weaker dollar compared to rising countries is always good for exports out of the United States. They can come in and buy essentially a little bit more product with their money, with our dollar falling, to get exports booked. And I think that's exactly what you're seeing happening. Even today, the dollar being down slightly again is still getting some of these exports booked and out of the market, honestly.
Koster says that although a weaker dollar is hurtful in a lot of ways, it is helping the current exports in the midst of tariffs. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at how the markets ended up yesterday right after this.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and with the markets being closed today, I'll give you a look at how they turned out yesterday. Cash corn closed down 2 cents at 482 and a quarter, with new crop corn down 0.75 cents at 466. Cash soybeans closed down 2 1/4 at 1036 and a half, with new crop soybeans down 1 3/4 at 1032 and a half. Wheat is up 1 at 548 3/4, with July wheat up 1 1/4 at 562 1/4. Class 3 milk saw gains as May contracts are up 39 cents at 1830 hundredweight, and June contracts up 24 cents at 1743 hundredweight. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and some of those could be severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Be weather aware today. Our high right around 78. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, 44. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
You ever go to like a retail place and you pay with cash and they pull out that counterfeit pen, start marking all your money, and then when they give you change, they give you back cash? I'm always like, let me hold on to that pen for a second. You don't trust me, I don't trust you, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I know it's a one, you know what I mean? Trying to roll around out here with counterfeit ones.
It's time for our movie talk segment with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Hey, Brett, do you know how to tell a fake $100 bill as opposed to a real one?
I don't, but I think you're going to tell me.
Yes, I went to the bank. Even the bank teller didn't know. When you get a $100 bill, you'll see a stripe going up and down. Here, I forget who's on the $100 bill. I think it's Grant. I'm not sure. But you'll see a strip going down. And if it's a real $100 bill, take a toothpick and send the toothpick between the strip itself, and you'll be able to put the toothpick right through there. Counterfeiters can't make those, and that's why they put it on there. So you'll be able to put the toothpick right through the entire bill. And I was surprised the bank tellers didn't know that. Now you know it. Also, there's another thing on there. When you see a letter on there, like the letter E on the bottom of the serial number, you'll have to see the number which is corresponds to its letter in the alphabet. So it'll always be E5, D4, C3. Or L, whatever the L is in the alphabet. And the letter has, and the number have to correspond to the alphabet. And that's how you can tell a fake one. You don't need that pen. Just now you know. So next time Marcus pays you $100 bills, check each one just to make sure. Okay. All right, Brett's here to talk movies. And we've got a new movie coming out. And this is a big one today. Talk about this.
Yeah, we got a big movie, and it's called Sinners. This is a supernatural southern vampire thriller. It is directed by Ryan Coogler. He directed Black Panther and Creed previously, and it currently holds a phenomenal 97 critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 97 audience rating from those who saw early showings last night. Everyone is loving this film, and in this film, it stars Michael B. Jordan. He delivers this powerful performance. He plays both twin brothers, and they are returning to their hometown in Mississippi, and there they discover that their nice little hometown might have this dark ancient evil threatening to consume everyone that they hold dear and they know. And it is a tremendous action thriller horror movie at the box office this weekend. It's set to battle for the top spot, going head-to-head versus Minecraft in its third week, and they will probably be neck and neck. Of course, Minecraft has been a success story for the last couple weeks. But there's certainly no shortage of new and old regular release movies coming out for everyone to pick from.
You called it a southern vampire film. What's that mean, southern?
Well, it's based in the South.
Okay.
So it's just based in the South, yeah.
That makes it creepier?
Just the setting. The setting is in Mississippi. Okay. It's kind of down there. It's in that area, yep.
I lived in Georgia. So. It gets creepy. Let me tell you. All right, so Sinners, the supernatural southern vampire thriller, is opening today. That's the only new one, right?
That's the only new one. And we do have some special events, though. A lot of special events. It's Easter weekend and a lot of great other movies playing. But one of our events that we bring back every year and is going to be at the Renaissance Cinema is our Hop to the Movies. Families can choose on Saturday. This is the Saturday of Easter. They can choose to see one of two movies. We're going to play Hop, which is a movie about the Easter Bunny. And then we're playing The Wild Robot. And for $9, you can see those movies, but also enjoy an Easter egg hunt for kids. You can meet the Easter Bunny. There'll be crafts and other activities. We do this every single year. And it's a great time to come on in and, you know, meet the Easter Bunny, do an Easter egg hunt with your kids, then see a great movie.
Where do you hide the Easter eggs? I mean, where's the Easter egg hunt take place?
Sure, the Easter egg hunt actually takes place. This is one of the first showings of the day, so it takes place in auditoriums and up and down the halls of the theater. So it's really fun for kids.
Oh, that'll be pandemonium. Okay, and by the way, for people who don't know, The Wild Robot actually up for a bunch of Academy Awards this past year. So I forget what the categories were for it. I don't think it won any, but it was up for a couple of Oscars. So that's pretty good. I remember Hop, too. Well, that's fun. And these aren't real eggs they're hunting for, not at the price of eggs. These are plastic eggs or something?
That's right. No eggs will be harmed. There'll be plastic eggs with goodies in them. That's exactly right. And as you said, The Wild Robot, frankly, in many years would have won Best Animated Picture, except there was a Latvian film called Float that won this year that was just tremendous as well. But great movies, Hop, we bring it back every year. The Wild Robot, make your choice and go bring the kids to Hop to the movies, especially if it rains or if the weather just isn't quite right. This is a great time to come out.
You said you saw that movie, too, the one that won the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature.
Yeah, it was tremendous what this small team did over there. It was just a really neat thing that they did. And, in fact, there's a great story to that, is that they had virtually no what it takes for the film because they didn't have any money. So basically what they did was they just used everything that they could. So, great movie there, Flow. It's an animated film and won the Academy Award for Best Pictures.
And
Best Animated Picture this year.
And don't worry if you don't talk Latvian, because there's no spoken dialogue in the film, right?
That's right. That's right. So, it's really easy to see and figure out. But it's about a cat that finds refuge on a boat and kind of goes through some adventures.
Okay. The Sneak Peek Showcase. That sounds kind of fun. What is that?
Yeah, we talked about, I was out about 2 weeks ago at, which is one of the biggest gatherings of the exhibition industry. And during that time, they show you all types of content from the studios about what's coming up. This includes some behind-the-scenes stuff, some special footage that's not released. There's new trailers. And, you know, some people said from the Cinema Foundation and Cinema United, which used to be called the National Association of Theater Owners, and they changed their name to Cinema United because their name was NATO, and they get getting confused with the actual political NATO, and they were getting all kinds of mail
calls
all the time.
That's right. Yeah. It was NATO. That's right.
They were getting all kinds of mail and calls and people showing up at their front door and all kinds of crazy stuff. So
Yeah. I remember that NATO. Okay.
They are now Cinema United. And they said, you know what? We show these to the people that are running movie theaters, but the general public, there's all this content. Why don't we show some of that to people and do a recap? So this Tuesday, April 22nd at 6 p.m., you can come see the Sneak Peek Showcase. It's 70 minutes from all the major studios, Sony, Lionsgate, Warner Brothers, Universal, Amazon, MGM, Paramount, and Disney. 70 minutes of footage from CinemaCon. It's newly released footage and things you haven't seen. And the admission is only $3. You can get a good preview for the summer and beyond of this year. Admission is $3, and that admission, those proceeds are going to go to charities, including Variety, the Children's Charity, the Weird Wireless Motion Picture, Pioneers Foundation, and the Cinema Foundation. So great time, $3. Come on Tuesday and go check out a lot of cool things to kind of set up your movie going for the rest of 2025.
I don't know if it was you guys, but back in the 80s, I think it was, they did a summer preview, and for 2 hours, it was nothing but movie trailers from all the films coming out during the summer and fall. And I said, this is right up my alley. My wife didn't want to see it, though. But it was right up my alley to watch movie trailers for 2 hours. Loved it. Now, this is kind of similar to that, huh?
Very similar. There'll be a mix of trailers and also a mix of other content that they haven't shown yet to people that people can see, get a flavor for all these new movies coming out. So, wonderful time. It's this Tuesday, April 22nd, and it's called the Sneak Peek Showcase. You can grab your tickets now.
And money goes to charity. That's great. All right, movie news. Let's start off with the new Star Wars movie, Starfighter. What's going on there?
Well, yeah, there's going to be a new Star Wars movie. They just announced that. And this one's going to be in 2027. It doesn't necessarily follow the Luke Skywalker canon, but it's a standalone movie, and it's set to open in 2027. Good news is it's going to star Ryan Gosling. We got Ryan Gosling. It should be mentioned. Sean Levy at the helm for this one as well. So we've got a whole bunch of other Star Wars movies coming out. We've got The Mandalorian and Grogu that's going to come out in 2026. And then after that, we'll have this one, which is going to be called Star Wars Starfighter, opening up in the summer of 2027. So it's been a little while since we've seen the Star Wars movies, but we're going to get, Mandalorian and Grogu in 2026, and then we're going to get Starfighter here in 2027 with Ryan Gosling. So lots of great things coming out, but look for this one. This is big news.
Now, this might shock you, but back in 1976 at the first radio station I worked at, the new Star Wars movie, never heard of before, Star Wars was coming out, and it was being shown at the Twin South Cinerama Theater on Long Island. And they printed up tickets for us with our logo, station logo on it. We had to give them away. It was the toughest thing to give away because nobody ever heard of Star Wars. And it didn't have the following it has today. And all the announcers had to go to see the movie. And I said, well, I don't want to go. I got to get up in the morning first. I don't want to go see a movie. So I went to see it. It was fine. It was on that big Cinerama screen there. And that was the only Star Wars movie I've ever seen. The one I was forced to go to. Obviously, I'm in the minority movie franchise in history. So, it was good. But it was on that big, like what the ultra screen is today. That's what it was. Yeah.
And my funny story about that is some managers that got their theater was getting booked Star Wars, and they were so disappointed. they thought they got the dog movie of the summer, and they were talking to their bosses because they got paid on vending commissions, and they were like, "We're going to get through this somehow. Don't worry about it." And go figure. Ran at their theater the entire summer, and that was a surprise for any manager for these smaller houses that got booked that summer. They were initially disappointed, but man, were they happy to have Star Wars playing.
I'm telling you, it was the most difficult thing, giving these tickets away. Nobody wanted them. We couldn't even. We were basically, we're forcing you to go under duress. You have to go to this movie. All right, hold on. We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. We've got some more movie news coming up. Stay right where you are at WRJN. Don't forget, there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect, and this stays in effect until 11 a.m. this morning. We'll keep you on top of any severe weather. 7:47 now at WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch. Flavor and love can be found in every bite and serve. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're chatting this morning with Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. You've got something called Spotlight, movie spotlights. Preview?
No, this is actually, these are just the movies that
are older films, yeah, coming back. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, these are the movies coming up. So I took a look and said, hey, what's coming up this next month that moviegoers would like to know about? And we've got a couple. So just to tell you in advance, coming up very quickly, you're going to have the next Marvel movie. That is going to be Disney and Hollywood's kickoff to summer. They kick that off in May because it's warm in a lot of other places other than Wisconsin. So you've got the next movie, Marvel movie, Thunderbolts. This is a ragtag group. It's an unconventional team. It stars people like David Harbour and then Sebastian Stan that's played Bucky and just a whole bunch of people that are assembled in this one. I would imagine this movie, being a Marvel movie, will have a few surprises. That's Thunderbolts. It's out on May 2nd. And then a couple of other neat ones coming back. We have Final Destination Bloodlines. Interestingly enough, in March of 2000, there was this movie, Final Destination. It was this little film about people that cheated death. They were supposed to die. They didn't die over some certain circumstances, but death found them in the most outrageous ways. This went on to do five different movies between 2000 and 2011, and it took a break, but here we are with Final Destination. I saw some footage at CinemaCon. This one just looks fun, terrifying, terrific, awful. It just looks just great to watch this one. So if you're a Final Destination fan, that one's coming back. I did want to tell people about Memorial Day weekend this year. It is set to be one of the biggest Memorial Day weekends at the box office. We've got Lilo and Stitch live action from Disney coming back, which should be tremendous for families. And then Tom Cruise is coming back in the last Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. And I can guarantee you that Tom Cruise is not going to let us down. And I just can't wait to see what stunt he tries to pull off.
I'll tell you something. If this keeps up, he's going to be doing Mission Impossible, the senior citizen home. And
Because the first one was in 1996. So yeah. Tom has been doing this for over three decades.
Yeah.
And you want to know what's funny? He doesn't even look a day older than Tom Cruise.
He'll be one of those walkers who'll be coming out. I can do this.
Exactly.
Okay.
And those are the big ones coming up, so take a look at those and just think about them. But this May, we've got some great movies coming out, so we can look forward to that, and we'll be talking about that on future episodes together.
All right, speaking about movie stars, Brad Pitt. Do you know what his first movie was? Now, everyone's going to say it was something like Thelma and Louise, because he was in there early on in his career. It was not. Brad Pitt. Did I say Brad Pitt, right? Yeah. Brad Pitt. His first movie, his starring role, was in a movie called The Dark Side of the Sun in 1988, an English-language Yugoslavian film about an American who travels to the country looking for a cure for a rare skin disease. I never heard of it. I mean, who knew? Brad Pitt. You know what? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think basically not many people really look at it. He came on a lot of people's radar, like starting around interviews is when he came on everyone's radar. So.
He is a good, you know what I really thought he was a great actor in? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought he really pulled that off well. I just love that movie. Heard they're making a sequel to it, too. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That should be good. All right. What is your favorite opening scene in a movie? Now, we didn't get to this last week, but do you?
You know, I do, and it is from Raiders of the Ark. The artifact and all the booby traps are going off, and then you see that big boulder coming after.
Yeah.
Good intro.
Do you know what? For the first time last week.
Really?
Because I wanted to see how they treated the Covenant of the Ark, the Ark with all the, which is, you know, I like the opening line of the film when he's talking to the two people that want him to look for the Covenant of the Ark. And he's describing it to them like it was in the Bible. And they're looking at it with a quizzical face. He said, didn't you two ever go to Sunday school? Don't you know what I'm talking about? It was a good movie. I loved it. All right. Here's what a poll said. They liked the opening scene to Once Upon a Time in the West from 1968. That's with Charles Bronson getting into a shootout with three gunmen on a deserted train station. I think for the first 12, 15 minutes, there's nothing spoken. It's all taking place on that platform. And it's really good. The second one was 2001, A Space Odyssey with the monkeys. Not the group, the monkeys, apes, discovering a large black monolith. And so those are they picked those are the top two opening scenes. Do you remember Once Upon a Time in the West? Did you see that movie?
You know, I actually haven't seen that one. So I wrote that down as you were talking.
Yeah, it's about 3 hours long, and it stars Henry Fonda as a cold-blooded child killer in the film. He actually kills children in the movie. It's very good. It's about the railroad coming to the West. And in the film, a little boy sees Henry Fonda's face. He pulls out a gun and kills him. And the reason Henry Fonda did the movie was he wanted to do something against his type. Because he was always the good guy in all the movies he was in. He said, I'm going to do something villainous. Man, they couldn't have got more villainous than that. Once Upon a Time in the West, very good movie. Let's see what else I got for you here. Got a whole bunch of things. Oh, this is, you know... People said these are hit movies that they didn't particularly like, and they gave a reason why. And one of them on the list here is one of my favorites, so I don't know what they're talking about. Avatar, they said stunning visuals, not much else. The Dark Knight Rises pales in comparison to its predecessor, and most sequels don't, you know, except for Godfather 2, which maybe is better than Godfather 1. Shakespeare in Love, did you ever see that movie?
No, I did. It's a good movie, but, man, I'll tell you, I can't believe that it took the award that year.
And that's what they said. Can't believe it won Best Picture. Did you write this? That's you. And the Blair Witch Project, they said not scary. I thought it was frightening, the Blair Witch Project. Didn't you?
Yeah, it was. However, you know, after about 2 hours, you got that whole kind of shaky camera feel for that one. So it wasn't my favorite. You know, it had its place and time for that type of genre.
Well, here's the news. This happened, this was in yesterday's news. Remember that little kid from the movie The Sixth Sense who said, I see dead people? Remember Haley Joel Osment?
Mm-hmm.
Arrested for public intoxication, possession of a controlled substance at a California ski resort. That little kid going to jail? Wow. I read that and I said, is that the same Haley Joel Osment from The Sixth Sense? And I looked it up on IMDb. Same kid. It's all grown up now, obviously, but wow. He's in jail today. Whoa, I don't like that at all. These are movies that are great food moments in movies. Great food moments. They picked When Harry Met Sally. Remember that scene in the diner?
Yep,
that scene. Lady and the Tramp, the classic spaghetti and meatball scene. Remember that where they get the same piece of spaghetti and they kiss at the end of it? Pulp Fiction, Samuel L. Jackson's Royale with Cheese line. Remember that, the big, was it the quarter pounder? It's called the Royale because in foreign countries they don't have pounds, so they call it the Royale. Let's see, Beauty and the Beast, the part where Lumiere performs Be Our Guest. Remember that big thing with the tables and the food?
Yep.
The Godfather. Now, this scene you'll remember. Remember Clemenza is telling a young Michael Corleone how to make sausage and sauce for 20 people. They like that. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Audrey Hepburn strolling in New York City with a pastry and coffee and looking at Tiffany's. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. The extremely dry turkey. Remember that just collapses. And Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The Chocolate River. Don't you wish you had one of those? And the final thing I want to talk about real quickly, because I'm running out of time. My wife and I watched the courtroom scene from A Few Good Men the other day, classic with Tom Cruise. Maybe that's his best role ever because his facial expressions carry that whole scene with him and Jack Nicholson. And we're trying to think of courtroom movies. And for people who want to go see courtroom films, we thought of Inherit the Wind with Spencer Tracy, Frederick. The Caine Mutiny with Humphrey Bogart. Let's see what else there was. Obviously, My Cousin. It's one of the best courtroom movies I've ever seen. We had a whole list of them. Now, there's just Judgment at Nuremberg was a big one. No Time for Killing, another good courtroom movie. But there are so many of them out there, and I love courtroom scenes when they're done well. And those were really excellent ones. Favorite A Few Good Men. Now, it's not really a court, but in the movie, when Al Pacino plays, he's a blind lieutenant colonel in Scent of a Woman at the end of the film. Remember that whole scene? I'll take a flamethrower to this place. Remember that? Did you see a Scent of a Woman?
I did.
That's one of my favorites, too. Hey, I love talking to Brett. Hold on the line, Brett. Brett Hoppen from Marcus Theaters here every Friday to talk movies. And I just still had more stuff to talk about. Didn't have the time, but maybe next week we'll get to some of the other ones. Thank you, Brett. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen's gotten the meeting he was hoping for in El Salvador with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly deported to prison in Central America.
We need to make sure that the court system